Put down the strudel, Mrs. Stossel.
Don't be silly.
This is really a holiday treat, a Christmas treat for you today. We have in our studio two of the stars of A Christmas Schooner at the Mercury Theater, Steph Tovar and Brianna Borger. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So we know a lot of the traditional Christmas plays, Christmas Carol, Miracle on 34th Street. I saw The Christmas Schooner 2 years ago at the Mercury Theater. It moved me. Unbelievably. It was such a wonderful story and so well played out. So I'm so glad it's back. It's the fifth year
at the Mercury, but it's been playing in Chicago over 20 years.
How about that? Tell us the story. For those who knew, when I went, I knew nothing about it. I had heard, it's the story of the Christmas ship. And people are saying, well, what's this Christmas boat or the Christmas ship? Tell us a little bit about the Christmas Schooner.
The Christmas Schooner is basically a fictionalized retelling of the very first Christmas ship that brought Christmas trees to Chicago from the UP in Michigan. And this took place around the turn of the century, right after the Chicago fire. So the city was a little down in the dumps. Trees were scarce around. And these immigrants with the tradition of the Tannenbaum were really missing that aspect of the Christmas holiday. So in our story kind of wraps up many actual families who took these Christmas trees to Chicago and wraps it all up into one family story, bringing those trees to the city and bringing the spirit of Christmas back to Chicago.
And Steph, you play the captain.
I do.
The captain.
Yes.
Tell us about your character and how important it was for you to play this role.
Oh, it's such a great part. So he gets a letter from his cousin that sort of lets him know, his cousin in Chicago, that lets him know that they don't have any Christmas trees and they really miss that tradition. And he's very moved by that. He's a father. That kind of gets the idea in his head that he needs to do something for the people of Chicago that are missing those trees and that tradition.
I love the tie-in, too, of Chicago. I mean, for those of us who are from here or know about the history, it's such a neat story. And as I said, it's so heartwarming. You need to see this play to really experience a piece of Chicago's history that perhaps a lot of people don't know about.
It's the only Christmas show in Chicago where you actually hear people singing, "Hello, Chicago, Merry Christmas," which is very cool. You know, and all those other shows you mentioned are wonderful and absolutely bring the Christmas spirit to your heart. But this one just gives you a little taste of home at the same time.
Yeah, I some years ago did It's Wonderful Life, the live radio play. Also a lovely show. Mm-hmm. But this show is so special to me. I have a 9-year-old son. So as a father, it means a lot. And it really means something sharing that experience with the audience and being in the city where it all takes place. It's the one Christmas option out there that is our own.
You know what I really enjoy, too, is that the production is at the Mercury Theater. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, it can be done on stage elsewhere at the Cadillac or the Oriental or Chicago Theater. But the Mercury is so intimate. Does that really help when you're telling the story, too? It's more of an intimate venue?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it helps the audience feel like they're a part of the story. For us as well, I mean, you try not to stare at the audience when you're doing a show. But there are aspects of the show when we are directly addressing the audience. I mean, I know our preview yesterday, at the very end of the show, we come down to the edge of the stage and I saw four women in a row just bawling their eyes out, and I had to stop singing. It's just it's so meaningful when you know that what you're doing is touching the people out there. It's really neat.
And don't look when I'm there.
I promise not.
We will see you. Because the set jets out into the first couple of rows. So like it's like the audience is part of the story as well. So
and you come in too and use the aisles as well.
Yep.
So you really
welcome them.
I love
when we
productions
in.
Like that where you almost feel a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, it makes the story, I guess, a little closer to your heart too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of neat. Is that a trick, Brianna? You said we don't look at the audience. I always wonder that. Do you not look at the audience?
Well, there is a fourth wall, you know. So, I mean, when we're having these family scenes in our living room, obviously we're not looking at the audience. We're not paying attention to them. We're in our own little world. But this show does start with a bit of, you know, open addressing to the audience and end with that. We're talking about a theme of the show is that we all have stories to tell and we all have songs that should be heard. Mm-hmm. And this is the one that we're telling you tonight. And I think that that's something that people really are touched by and take home. And we have people who wrote us who say that this is their 10th year, their 15th year seeing the show because it's just become their annual tradition. and something that they cherish so much during the holidays. It's really neat.
What's really cool, I'm anxious to see your production as well. You really genuinely like each other, and you light up when you talk about the roles, and you don't see that very often. Sometimes, you know, for many actors, it's a role, and then that's it. But you get along so well. Is there a lot of rapport within your cast?
Oh,
I mean, because it spans from like, young kids all the way up to seniors.
This show is such a labor of love for everyone involved. We have some cast members who've been with it. Well, Jim Sherman, this is his 18th year, I believe.
He plays Opa.
Playing Opa. We have some other cast members who've done it for 5 years, 4 years, 3 years. This is our second year for both of us and a few other cast members. And people come back to it, not because like it's not a very long contract. It's, you know, it's not paying Broadway and Chicago money, but we come do it because we love doing it so much. The cast all genuinely just adores each other. And it's like a
family.
It's like a big family, a big party.
Talk about the demands, too. I mean, this is an emotional play. It's an emotional story. Mm-hmm. You're singing, you're dancing, you're acting. Talk about the kind of the demands for you as actors.
I mean, she really has the harder job in terms of the demand. But I think the way that that John Rieger wrote the book, the way it's laid out is it works well for an actor. It sort of builds to the end, and you don't have to do everything all at once in the first 10 minutes. It's nice the way the evening lays out, I think.
So. Yeah, it builds really nicely. I think, you know, it has humor, it has tragedy, it has laughter and tears and everything, but it arcs really nicely. So at no point are you like, okay, ooh, I gotta get psyched up to do this
right.
scene. Like, it all really flows in a very natural pattern. And it's an emotionally exhausting show to do. I actually came home after the first week of rehearsals and my husband said, oh, babe, you look tired. I was like, oh, thank you. But yes, yeah, I am. And it's not because I'm doing lots of athletic dancing or anything like that. It's just,
yeah.
You're truly
role.
Living this story every night.
It really is. We're in the midst, too, of course, of Joseph Jefferson nominees and winners. Tell me, which for those who don't know and should, is the Tony Award, basically, for Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Or basically Chicago's own Oscars, is what we can say.
Absolutely.
So when you first get a nomination like that and then a win, what goes through your mind?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, I won the award, God, back in 97 for Best Supporting Actor. And it was, you know, I went there with my parents and I was up against guys at the Goodman. My dad looked at me and was like, yeah, well, you're not going to win. But so
that's the support,
and, right,
the
exactly.
support system.
So
yeah.
I was really shocked, you know, when that happened. And then I went away to L.A. for 6 years and came back in 2006. And I got nominated for South Pacific. And, you know, I really like sports, and I have a theater company of my own, Route 66. We were nominated for Best Production this year for The Downpour, and you get to these awards now, and like, I just get nervous, you know?
Do you still get nervous? I mean, even at this stage?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not old hat. It's not,
There's something, and there's something especially with the Jeffs, you're performing only for an audience of your peers, which is which is exciting and supportive, but also a little bit more stressful than your typical theater audience.
You want to please them most of all, you know?
Yeah, and it's exciting. And Christmas Schooner, certainly when it was, I think it was its first year at the Mercury that it was Jeff eligible and it was nominated for a number of awards, and I think very deservedly so. I think we'll be Jeff eligible again someday.
Maybe next year, I don't know.
Do you find that Chicago audiences, I mean, I feel, and this is nothing to take away from Broadway or LA or the Groundlings or any of those other groups, but Chicago audiences are so passionate, don't you think, about their theater and what they expect?
Yeah, and I think they have really good taste, usually.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's why so many Chicago actors, when they do make a leap to another coast, I think are so very good and successful, you know? And people, even New York audiences, seeing Jesse Mueller on stage or someone are like, oh, that's special. Like, she's really extra special. And you're like, yeah, we've known that for years.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone knows,
she's,
you know.
One of us, kind of.
Yeah. My husband's watching The Leftovers right now on HBO, which is crazy and twisted.
Yeah.
And he was like, this one actress, man, she's killing it. I don't know who she is, but she's awesome. And I looked at the screen and was like, she looks really familiar. Oh, it's Carrie Coons, who's done Chicago theater forever.
Exactly.
Like, of course, she's amazing. It's really cool. And it's such an honor to be a part of this community.
It is, yeah. I mean, and then when William H. Macy kind of, you know, went with Fargo, we went, we've had him for years.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, now the television shows are coming to us.
We've got
PD and Chicago Med and Chicago Fire and Empire, and all these shows are coming to Chicago because it's not only a great city to make those shows, but the talent level here is such where they can they have a great pool to choose from. So,
it's a wonderful production. We're so excited that you're going to be here through the holidays as well. What do you want your audiences each night to come away with, either if they're seeing it for the first time or for the fifth time or the tenth time?
Ooh, good question.
That's a great question.
You know, it sounds cheesy, but I want them to leave with filled with the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
But also, like what you said, I want them to watch it and say, wow, I felt every single emotion during that show, and I want to experience it again.
Yeah.
You know, there's some rough moments in the show where you're like, oh God. Oh, it's so like it's hard and you're working through some feelings. But I think I would want people to be like, wow, that was really wonderful and cleansing and heartwarming, and I want to do that every year.
Yeah, and also, you know, you spend a lot of time with family over Christmas and the holidays, and it can be very tense, you know. But I think there's a real appreciation for, you know, just being lucky for what you have when you see this show. You're like, wow, they're, you know, being very thankful for the gifts that we get and being with family and friends and having what we have. I think people leave the theater feeling very appreciative of where they are and what they've got.
And we're delighted that you're going to be able to sing for us today. Tell us what you're going to sing, what number this is from the play.
This is the Strudel Waltz. After Peter, the captain, has gone and done the first Christmas tree delivery and his wife doesn't know if he's coming back, he arrives home surprisingly early and they've missed each other a bit. And she gets out a strudel to feed the men. And this song happens.
What better way to a man's heart, right?
Exactly.
Right? To a strudel.
He might have other ideas.
But... Right, exactly.
Put down the strudel, Mrs. Stossel.
Don't be silly, everybody's
waiting. I know, let them be.
Would you hand me the tray?
Put down the strudel,
the tray.
Mrs. Stossel.
I can't, I need you to.
I need you to come dance
with me.
Let me see,
cream and sugar, bring in another
chair.
Take
off your apron and put
Peter.
It away. Bring your pretty self
what are you?
Here.
Where
I got
are you?
Something to say.
Can't
put down the strudel, Mrs. Stossel.
They could walk
and
in
come
and
dance.
They're in there waiting
come
for.
Come dance with me.
Are you real? Let me pinch you. I've prayed every day. Lord, just please bring him home.
Well, I'm home. Pinch away.
Peter, stop it.
I've missed you, Mrs. Stossel.
They're all waiting.
They're all in there waiting by the tree. Take my hand.
Take my hand.
And dance. Come dance with me.
Thank you for being with us
Thanks
today.
Thanks for having us.
Steph and Brianna, check out The Christmas Schooner. It is at the Mercury Theater. Check our website for details and also mercurytheaterchicago.com. Individual tickets from $25 to $69. And you can always call the box office 773-325-1700. Steph Tovar and Brianna Borger, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And go see A Christmas Schooner.
Yes.